set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. In the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And there will be three presentations just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again? Okay. Second meeting in the shared folder, it is still not quite okay. It's still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay. So,
but from now on, I won't move my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
It'll be better.
Yeah.
Keyboard work.
Yeah. I think it will be more.
Right.
Okay, when we talk about components design, it's really about the material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. A remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. We have to choose these wisely, and it could affect a kind of growth in buying the remote controls. The components of remote controls are, of course, the case. The properties of the case are it has to be solid, hard material like hard plastic, with soft rubber for falling, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got an email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when you want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending of here you have to have kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day. And then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar shells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also, the case material. I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Titanium is probably trending.
So I guess. Yeah.
But maybe it's a little bit expensive.
Mm-hmm. They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. The chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've talked about three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros.
Oh,
I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see covers which can be
photos. Toothbrushes?
I don't know.
That's actually kind of well, it resembles the design.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoonish, elastic kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of house stuff, like maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to
next time
we have to we have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah.
I still don't have any information about user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided
upon
that in the last meeting.
Yeah,
and
but then, well, I don't know when there are new user requirements. I have
new requirements.
Nothing.
No, but we decided to use only.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there are maybe a little bit more. But
well, maybe we can think that later.
Yeah.
These are the ones you already summed up. In the
yeah, I. Well, I pointed them out here, just to make it a little bit easier. Another function. It's of course we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what cost of it. No idea. But I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if that's a good idea or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12 and a half. Production. If we got already something like a base.
It's redundant also maybe. I don't know what kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about it and
yeah.
I got a pop-up.
Yeah,
maybe we can bring
data
text to
the remote control.
I don't know.
Okay.
A little bit
too
big RC. Yeah.
A little bit too big,
maybe
I think. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the functions are not more to discuss. I think.
No,
it's
no.
Just the basic things we already discussed. It, the no VGR or that kind of. So that's very easy.
But you do mention the next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
the next
Well,
channel,
that next
the
channel,
next
what I
channel.
mean by next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
But you're
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness. Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well, okay, that's your point. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have nothing to.
No, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the.
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two.
Yeah, they're
definitely
grouped.
Large.
Large?
I mean, the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that is, it's
most
crazy
most
too,
most used
it's
most
used
buttons.
It, you know, it how do you say it? Puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remote to make
yeah.
these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the
yeah.
The
you want to accentuate that? You know?
Sure.
It's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. it was all personal preference. I didn't have.
Okay.
I didn't have any time left. So.
You don't care. No. Yeah. Done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation, and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of the remote control. We were going to imply it, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea, I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruit and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is it symbolizes the idea of fruit and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fancy.
Maybe then we have to do something with SpongeBob.
Exactly. I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catchy colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So,
those
remote controls in catchy colors. No, we don't want dark colors.
No,
I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And. The darkening, I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself, but to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with a dark color to, how do you say?
For diversity.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever. Yes.
But how do we use fruits and vegetables in Christ's sake with remote control?
There's always negative
and honor. It resembles some piece of fruit.
Well, there's always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC, well,
I don't think you have to do it.
the upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
It doesn't have to remind you, you know, like explicitly or so, or
no,
of
course
specific
not.
Piece of fruit, but just, you know, like the round curves and such. I think
especially
it already resembles something like a beer to me or
something. Yeah, exactly. If we make it a little bit greenish.
You get the idea, the fruit
kind
of round.
And we could use one of these for the, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Don't you need a creative artist or something like that to make
of course,
it feel like
sure.
A vegetable or fruit?
We have very big...
We can produce multiple things. This is then the... beer, I don't know the English word, so forget it.
Spear,
and maybe banana is not easy for remote control, but
we can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one designer.
No, but I think it's
maybe two or three.
What we're up to.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, which is
no,
you know,
sure,
like a fruity
but
thing going on.
But that's great, and what I was, what I was saying,
like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah,
pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
But
yeah,
now pictures was what's
a
bad word.
The firm colors, our own
okay,
colors has to be
yellow.
Yeah,
yellow, a real reaction.
Yes, you can put a logo on top of it.
I don't
sure.
think our
yeah.
company colors are fashionable.
Maybe we can, if we got our docking station over here, I can draw with this thing, but I'll try.
And
if this is our docking station, we can make our logo over here. It doesn't work. And then...
Yeah, and the button, then? With the strawberry on top.
Yeah,
well,
the button, of
the button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well... That will my ideas a little bit. I'll close it down and go away.
But can you open the conceptual design?
Conceptual design, yes.
See what was on the agenda.
Lady.
The agenda.
Because maybe we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think it's do we want to use an LCD display, for example.
Well, it's nice, of course, but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but it should be like this big. And I don't think
a TV channel with 4 programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of the program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large
screen. No, on your mobile phone you can read text also, so why not on your remote?
I think it's a bit redundant, and it's also not, I don't even think it looks like text.
So
what would your
program information.
Teletext,
yes, also on the
internet.
Well, a lot of TVs
indeed
show when
you're already watching
to
TV, you're not going to watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning to
do.
Because the TV has to send information back to the RC.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's
Yes,
possible.
that's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote
I really understand you want to make your job more exciting than anyone else did, but I really don't think it's a good thing, because it also doesn't stroke with we wanted the when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know, it's like more vulnerable and it
that's
adds nothing really,
that's
you know.
It breaks, it's not very solid. It's
you can make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design we're after. Well, this is my opinion. Okay, we can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of fatal right. So I can also.
You can vote your way.
Skip the.
I don't know. If it's
we're not even sure what information we want.
No, that's right. And
yeah.
I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
you can use the buttons that are already on the remote control for double function.
Like
and then you
when
push
it goes
a
to the
button.
Second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
Well, that's a problem.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
It's not going to work.
But
no.
Maybe in future it will be a giant hit, and when you are the first, you have the biggest.
The bigger universal most they have LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. That's what I've seen.
Yeah,
you can put a little
LCD
display on it with lots of information.
But it just
I haven't thought
just
about
it. Doesn't match with our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic screen on top of it, it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can throw with
it. That's maybe not the most important, it's just.
Is it fashion?
When you
so.
Put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy.
Who
have
I don't know.
A remote control
to the
market.
If it's
trendy.
Yeah, what do you
have
to do? You have to
transfer
the trendiness of LCD.
Because
display.
Our muscle has been trendy, to be honest. I don't know if I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we've got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think, especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think. I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for the remote control. So why don't we use it?
And did it say price also for a monochrome LCD or a colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
if you have black and white or something or gray,
in 2004 you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really?
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color. I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it. I didn't
really
think
don't have no idea of what I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how much with you guys, but I don't really feel it. We already
it's too much, maybe.
Yeah,
the LCD and the docking
station
and
gadget, and we want it has to be a simple design, which
yes, but
we've got to find
one thing special,
and I think
not a whole package of specialty.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything on design level. I think it's
no.
Slicker to have no LCD. We wanted to,
but it's
simplicity. You have two big buttons, and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons,
that remote controls are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
it's
in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes,
but when you want to have something special.
Yeah, but we already have the dropping station, which is.
Yes,
we have
but
a
we have a
yeah,
picture
yeah.
of it from another company.
Yeah, but it has to be the first.
Yeah.
No, but that's
it's
our
just
future.
Just
our
an
future.
Idea.
That's our
yes, it was already made. The remote
yeah, we're
going to
develop our own.
Is that something? Was
yes,
yeah,
well,
was
sure
it a prototype?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've never seen it. In the store.
We really have to cut this off. I mean, I know, I get the idea you really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea. We have already mentioned all the arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think? I think it's too much.
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
So we go.
Okay,
okay.
I'm sure maybe you can do something here for your own place or make it happen in your basement or something.
I will rule the world for you.
Yeah. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioniness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
this
for the
spongy.
Yeah,
but it was already more after, you know, to give it the soft touch in your hands
yeah.
and also, you know, like, yeah, this is the airbag
like
kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you just
can
drop
it. Throw
it
if you
yeah.
really
if
want
you drop it. If you drop it, the airbag comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
But then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point, and that's why I like the dark color grip, you know?
Yeah.
Because it may be the design, it's maybe just a bit of...
But not blacker.
It's a bit 90s
no.
maybe what we're up to. But from to
well,
this point.
If it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
that's true.
But
yeah,
can
that's
we...
But it has to be a little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming when you put it...
Can we combine it or something? With yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe a bee?
What? Oh, a bee!
No, I don't like the yellow black. So, but it is our company color.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Real
it's
cool
our
colors.
Yeah.
We have to use.
Yeah.
I like yellow.
Well, we can, as I.
But that's not really.
Draw really nicely out of there. We can put the logo on our base station, yeah, and maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts. Of the we can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that? I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out
different
in different
fronts.
Colors, but not.
Yeah. I guess that's not
afterwards. It's also too much. People don't want to spend more money on
yeah.
the remote control.
You can
these designs
choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
just
three,
bring
three
more designs
four, four colors.
But okay. So are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon the not well.
These are real young and dynamic styles.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Also,
the last
one.
Not titanium.
No,
that's out of question.
Also,
this titanium. Yes.
But
when we use
both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well.
Sure.
Makes it a homogeneous design.
But it you can't throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with a titanium
stuff
with your remote control.
Well.
Nah.
Yeah.
Titanium
yeah.
is a bit
no, but, you
a bit harder. But also on the colors.
Okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Well, would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think the titanium nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands
yeah.
are a little bit sweaty and...
On the other hand, if you want to make fruit stuff with...
Yes.
Yeah, but I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of
yeah.
thing, because then it's, you know, it
yeah,
fits in our
that's
philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and,
Sports and gaming.
When you make it titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic
isn't
around.
Isn't that titanium with a little rubber?
Yes, it's. But it is plastic.
It's plastic.
But it's titanium looking.
Yes, but we can do that on
I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike.
Oh
that,
yeah,
that's
okay,
very
yeah.
With rubber,
yeah,
it's very.
We
yeah,
can
but
make
but
this
but
a style too. This is just.
Well,
yeah,
maybe,
I maybe
think
this
that's
is
difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just the color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
Well, I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind of type of body and then with plastic coloration and around it, you
yeah.
know, like the soft stuff. I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information. I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give the titanium look.
Yes, true.
Or make
mm-hmm.
it just like shine.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Maybe
like
we should
yeah,
should
yeah,
be
yeah. Maybe that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer
yeah.
than 2 weeks or something,
and
then you can maybe.
Maybe we should we? I don't know if we should talk about how.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with the typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors.
Yeah.
Kind of fun of fronts.
Okay.
Like we can use on the telephone. And like Eastpak began a revolution with it, with all this kind of bags and colors and
in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Okay.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. It's a possibility. But let's think
then
about
we can always use the same design. For a greater resemblance, but with new, with new colors,
new prints.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two types of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights, with incorporated lights too. But are we going to give it a two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the
rubber?
Base?
How many colors are we? How many colors are we gonna? We have only 5 minutes left.
Yes.
How many colors are we gonna give it? Like two
there
tone color?
Yeah.
There
are three
not
components.
Much,
three components. Type. You have the buttons, the case.
I think maybe the case
the
itself
rubber
should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons. And the cushions
yes.
as well should be in another.
Or you just
yeah.
make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah.
Not more than two colors. Yeah. I think.
No, definitely not.
We should
two
talk
flash.
About it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay. Well, we have to think of some other important things. Oh yeah, the functionalities of the
buttons. I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No.
No, I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have basic, we have the numbers, we have the power button, we have the teletext button,
volume, teletext,
and maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but
or
that's
of a menu.
I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. It's just the only
well,
button.
What
only
kind of menu?
Yeah,
isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs
yeah.
have
yeah,
a menu nowadays to access the screen settings.
Yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But that covers all the settings. It covers everything. Yeah.
But then you have to put up and down and left
yeah,
and
you
right.
You
can
put
use
that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you
or
can
what?
Also use the normal
okay.
skip buttons for that. In that way, we
yeah.
have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute.
Yeah,
a text
and a menu, and then
that's
it. So we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
No. about the design of the docking station, something important about this thing? It should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one color.
Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already comes forward in the cushions, pads, and
yeah,
on the
that's
side.
That's
when we make it spongy. And the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with the...
Yeah, it's kind of fruity. And with catchy colors...
I think colors is very important, because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you have, you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
yeah,
on your table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get
yeah.
to that. Okay.
Right.
That's pretty true then.
I guess so.
But I think also with this, so we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think
yes.
that
yeah.
adds to the too much color, maybe.
Too much color, when you grab it in the living room, it's
but
too much, maybe.
Design
yeah.
experts.
It has to be.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So we'll wrap
like
up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
Well, you will read the minutes in the. You can find it in
sure,
there.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. Oh no, for sure, because I'm the one that typed them out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope so. And the other thing is that you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. You see kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one
more
in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah. With your laptop.
Okay.
Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you. Are.
Yeah.
Going to
box.
Back to the pen.
Lazy.
Come on, Parker.